With Montana news, I'm Eric Whitney. The Gallatin County attorney says he won't release a mugshot of Republican Representative Greg Gianforte that was taken today when he was booked and fingerprinted after pleading guilty to assaulting a reporter in May. County Attorney Marty Lambert said he asked the state attorney general for an opinion on whether mugshots should be considered confidential criminal justice information. Lambert says Attorney General Tim Fox declined to issue an opinion. Travis Hall, Gianforte's communications director, says Gianforte has fulfilled the terms of the settlement in his case, which included 40 hours of community service, 20 hours of anger management counseling, and a $50,000 donation to the Committee to Protect Journalists. An aggressive aerial assault saved numerous homes and held a lightning-caused fire south of Helena to just 76 acres. Montana City Fire Chief Rick Abraham says firefighters were aided yesterday by helicopters, two small air tankers, and a converted DC-10 supertanker that's been stationed less than 5 miles away at Helena Regional Airport for the last 4 weeks to aid with regional firefighting efforts. The supertanker can hold up to 11,000 gallons of retardant, about four times the capacity of the average propeller-driven tanker. The Holmes Gulch fire was reported around 2 p.m. yesterday. Soon, the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office ordered the evacuation of around 40 homes. Residents were expected to be kept out of their homes again today while crews worked to mop up the fire that burned in grass and heavy timber. State officials say they recently discovered dead fish in the Yellowstone River and are waiting on test results to know if they were killed by the same parasite that killed thousands of fish last year. Yellowstone Public Radio's Nate Hedgie reports.
At the Highway 89 fishing access south of Livingston Friday morning, wildlife biologists coax a green raft into the river. This is a beautiful morning for a float. Everything is basked in a golden late summer hue, and the river looks cool and clear.
It's like, yeah, it's great to be out, but it's like I wish I was out here for a different reason.
That's Scott Opitz, a fisheries biologist with Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. He and his team have been floating this stretch of the Yellowstone all week, collecting dying fish.
They'll kind of be trying to swim, but maybe not upright on their side. Sometimes just kind of floating or drifting and twitching occasionally.
So far, they've found almost 100. Most are mountain whitefish with a couple of dead suckers and one dead brown trout. Opitz says they don't yet know what's causing the fish to die. Test results are expected next week. But last year, thousands of fish were killed in the Yellowstone River by a parasite carrying proliferative kidney disease, or PKD. The outbreak forced officials to close a 200-mile stretch of river just as end-of-summer tourism was surging. But this year, they haven't found nearly as many dead fish.
Our hope is that this kill is going to be a much smaller magnitude than what we saw last time.
Opitz says the water is higher and cooler than it was last year, and that could slow the spread of the parasite, which thrives in warmer waters. And Travis Horton, the regional fisheries manager for FWP, says the agency is better prepared to handle a potential parasite outbreak.
Now that we know more, we're not going to be doing extreme closures of large chunks of river. If they're needed, they're going to be on small scales, and they would be expanded out as needed. But I think a lot of folks are afraid that the river's going to get closed down, and at this point, like I said, the agency's not discussed it.
Opitz says his team will continue floating the river and collecting dying fish until the fall, when cooler temperatures should slow or stop the die-off. In Livingston, I'm Nate Hedgie, Yellowstone Public Radio.
A Montana Department of Labor and Industry official says four job service offices will be closing throughout the next few months due to a cutback in federal funding. Department Communications Director Jake Troyer says the closures, announced yesterday, will be to offices in Anaconda and Dillon at the end of September and offices in Hamilton and Lewistown at the end of October. Those offices help job seekers plan their careers by polishing resumes, learn about networking, and identifying training needs. The administrator for the department's Workforce Services Division says the process of choosing the offices that will close was data-driven. Troyer says 16 jobs are impacted at the four offices, but six of those positions will be kept at different locations. Wildfire smoke has inundated communities across western Montana this summer, and officials are worried about its impacts on human health, physical and otherwise. Edward O'Brien reports.
Missoula City County air quality specialist Sarah Cofield understands the negative health impacts of air pollution better than most, but even she was startled by its impacts earlier this week.
I mean, I can tell you, I went to the gym yesterday and had filtered air, and I got incredibly sick because I had been breathing scummy air. And just going into clean air doesn't make you healthy and well.
Air pollution presents very real health threats, especially in the kind of high concentrations seen this summer in Seeley Lake and the Bitterroot Valley.
People need to be really respectful of the fact that this is a cumulative pollutant, and the longer you're in it, the more it's going to impact you. We know that there have been people in Seeley Lake who have been impacted by the smoke. It is affecting their health. And it's going to affect the health of the people in the Bitterroot Valley and people in Missoula.
During unhealthy and hazardous air alerts in particular, people should limit their exposure to outdoor air. Anyone experiencing symptoms of heart and lung disease associated with smoke exposure should contact their health care provider. Prolonged exposure to wildfire smoke may even have negative impacts on our mental health.
Well, certainly, the longer it drags on, the harder it is to get through it.
And that may be why Cofield's daily air quality updates for the Missoula City County Health Department are so generously dosed with humor and a human, down-to-earth narrative.
Just seeing it day after day after day and not seeing relief in sight, it's hard. And, people know that I try to get through it, and sometimes the best way to get through it is with humor and some days is harder than others.
And it looks like there will be many difficult days ahead. It could be weeks before we get the significant rain or even snow that it's going to take to completely snuff out these wildfires. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
There's more Montana news on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.